You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
Now back to recap the Super Bowl with us and all of our prop picks from last week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight?
Tony,
doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
We're good. But I got to tell you, Tony, before we get into the football stuff, my phone didn't ring last Friday after the big match with Ed. So I guess what happened on the golf course wasn't all that great. So I got to ask you, how'd it go?
Oh, man, we both played bad. We played skins, right? So in total 18 holes, I had two skins, and Angelo had two skins. Reggie Grant, my nephew, played for the Redskins. He had four skins. But Angelo actually shot the best. He shot an 89, and me and Reggie shot a 93. So it wasn't a good day playing golf at all for me, man. But I only lost like $6. So it wasn't that bad. We had a great time. But Angelo did have the best score at 89.
How many magic balls that bounced off a house or a tree ended up in play that had you scratching your head? Did she buy on that? Might have cost you a couple of skins.
Actually, all his balls that he did lose, I was making sure he didn't come out of the woods with any. The thing, Angela could have shot probably, he probably could have shot like an 85. He lipped out of probably like four easy putts and lipped out on him.
Wow.
So he was messing up on the green.
All right. Tom, before we talk about the Super Bowl and go through our prop bets, I wanted to get your perspective and your memories. You've unfortunately been in the shoes that the guys with the 49ers are sort of looking back at a Super Bowl that you came up on the wrong end of. How long after that does it take to sort of get over, get your mind right, and then want to get back into doing the things you need to do in the off season to prepare for the next season? How long do you carry that with you?
Oh, man, I remember after we losing to the Bears, it was great for us getting there. It's the first time that the Patriots in Patriots history that the Patriots made it to the Super Bowl. I think we did it pretty great. All of our games were underdogs in every the wild card game. We had to go to New York after New York flew out to LA, and nobody thought we were going to beat the Raiders out there. We beat the Raiders out in LA. Then we had to fly all the way back to Miami for the AFC championship. We hadn't won a game in Miami in like maybe like 20 years, something like that. And we won that game. You know, getting there was fantastic, but after the game, after the Super Bowl, it was like, man, I was just so drained, because, you know, we actually thought we were going to win the Super Bowl because nobody thought we were going to win. Nobody thought we were going to even, get into the playoffs. Nobody thought we were going to beat the Jets. Nobody thought we were going to beat the Raiders. Nobody thought we were going to beat, the Dolphins, and nobody thought, we were going to beat the Bears, and we didn't, but it was draining for about a month. Then after that month, you know, you kind of get back into your routine and you're just getting prepared because, you know, you take a month off. But that whole month, all I did was thinking about what if I could have done this or what if I could have done that. You know, because your chances of getting back to the Super Bowl again, it's very slim, man. You know, some players play 15, 20 years and never get to the big game. And, you know, I got an opportunity to get there. I'm in my fifth year in the league, but never got a chance to get back. So it's tough. And I know it's tough for the 49ers. I know they thought they had a great chance of winning. It was a great game to watch, but it takes about a month and a half to get back into the swing of things.
Was it fun being a part of the Super Bowl and everything around it and all the stuff leading up to the game? Did you guys get to enjoy sort of the experience of being in a Super Bowl, or was it sort of all business and in the game?
I mean, it was a lot of fun. Well, our Super Bowl was in New Orleans, so, you know, we got to see the sights of New Orleans down there, and, you know, Bourbon Street and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it was exciting. And, you know, the hoopla the whole week that we had before the Super Bowl and all the, you know, all the big hoopla and all the reporters coming around and you know, the craziest thing was trying to get, you know, for my family about 20 some tickets. So I was struggling to get tickets for the Super Bowl, but I actually managed, got about 20 tickets and, that was probably the hardest part, but you know, it was a time that you never forget. Win or lose, never forget playing in the Super Bowl.
All right, so let's talk about last Sunday's game. And Tony, you sort of started down the path there a moment ago, but what did you think of the game?
I thought it was a great game. You know, I thought 49ers came out and when they got the 10-point lead, I was like, man. But, you know, again, with Mahomes, man, you just know he's never out of it with the weapons that he has. And when they, I mean, I think the biggest play of the game is 3rd and 15. And he throws the big bomb to my guy. And, you know, I think if they don't make that 3rd and 15, I think they lose the game. I really do. I think they lose the game. And he comes up with the big play. And he comes up with another big play. And, you know, a lot of people thought that, you know, Williams should have got MVP. You know, he probably deserved it. But, you know, with Mahomes, without Mahomes, they don't win the Super Bowl. So, you know, he's a super, super kid and just a great athlete and going to be a great quarterback for the future.
Bob, I know we talked about this at the top of the show and a little bit in our Bob's Take segment, but your thoughts on the game, because one of the things that we haven't touched on yet, and one of the plays that I thought, you know, Tony talks about how close it could have gone, you know, the other way. There was an equally long pass that Emmanuel Sanders had gotten behind the Chiefs defense and Garoppolo overthrew him by about 5 yards. But that play ends up in Sanders' hands. I think that salts the game away there as well. So, you know, they talk about a game of inches. It could have easily gone the 49ers' way if you know, one or two things happened. But more thoughts that you had about the game.
Well, that's exactly, Chris. You mentioned Garoppolo. When he had to make that throw and he had a guy, he just didn't. And I remember camera focused on him after that play and kind of had a little bit of that deer in the headlights look, like, man, you know, that would have been it. And that was his choice. But, you know, again, it was kind of a weird game. We were talking about Kelce and Kittle all week. Those guys only combined for 80 yards passing. You would think they would both get at least that or more each. But, and I think Tony will agree. I mean, the MVP of this game, or the MVP coach, we should say, was probably Steve Spagnuolo, because I don't think anybody could have thought they would have those huge stops like they had late in the game. And to hold a guy like Kittle to 4 catches. The guy's an amazing talent. You got to give props to that Kansas City defense. I know Mahomes will always get all the ink, but my goodness, I didn't think the Chiefs would have a chance as far as being MVP defensive-wise this game.
I also want to get both of your perspectives, because to both of your points, Mahomes was going to get MVP unless something, you know, extraordinary happened, and he certainly is the guy that led him on the drives and made the play when they had to make the play. But I didn't think he was the MVP. And Bob and I, you and I talked about this at the top of the show. I would have gone a couple of different directions. It sort of felt like to me for the first probably 3 quarters of the game that maybe the game was too big for Mahomes. He made some uncharacteristically bad decisions and mistakes, threw a couple of picks. That's not like him. But, you know, look, props to the 49ers defense. We know how good they were all season long. And, you know, you look at Mahomes, he had his second lowest quarterback rating of the season in that game. His adjusted yards per attempt, also the second lowest of the season. Again, props to the 49ers defense. It wasn't because he, you know, just didn't make plays. The 49ers were there. Their defense showed up and they did some really good things. He was sacked 4 times, which was tied for the most that he had been sacked in a game all season long. Curious to get your thoughts. Were you looking at him at times, Tony, to say, hey, this kid looks like he's nervous? Or do you just think that was a well-played defense sort of kept him contained for a while?
I think it's a combination of both of them, man. You know, 49ers, one of the best defenses in the league, and those two interceptions that he did throw, you know, they're uncharacteristic of him, especially I think the first one. It looked like he just threw it right to the guy. But, you know, it's a big game. I mean, you know, you got a kid, I don't know how old he is, what, 24, maybe 23 years old? Mm-hmm. And he did the biggest game of his life. I'm sure there were some times, man, you know, he was like, you know, they're standing in some headlights, but in the end, you know, you just got to give it to him, man. He, you know, in the end, he made the plays that he had to make. And just like Bob said, man, you know, we talk about Mahomes, we talk about the weapons that he has, but their defense, you know, I don't know how many rushing yards the 49ers had, but it wasn't many. So you gotta give a whole lot to the Kansas City defense and the schemes that they had, not only for the Super Bowl game, the AFC Championship game. It's the same way. You know, you stop one of the best running backs in the league, and you hold them, and you do the things that you're supposed to do on defense, like they've been doing. You got to give that a lot of credit to Kansas City's defense and what they did in the AFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl, man. It's just hands down on where this team can go. And I would love to see everybody come back for Kansas City, because you're talking about a dynasty that could be happening. You know, there's some young players in Kansas City right now. If they can keep that thing together, you know, these kids can go a long way and win. And I'm kind of hoping that they don't keep it together, because now that means that New England's not gonna get to the Super Bowl no time soon. But they have the one of the best head coaches in the league. They have great offensive. They have one of the best offensive coordinators that probably should be a head coach. So you know about him, his defense that they put up. So they have a great team. They have a great organization. And man, it's going to be tough beating these guys in the near future.
All right, let's go through our prop bets that we took a look at with respect to the game. We've got our next guest, Chris Zorch, hanging online. We're going to get to Chris here in just a minute. But so let's go through it. First, we did the over under on the length of the national anthem. The over under was 2 minutes and 4 seconds. You guys both went with the over. I won't remind our listeners why you went with the over, but you both did. I took the under. Demi Lovato, who Tony never heard of, sang it in 1:50. So there's one for the good guy. I got that one right. On the toss of the coin, you guys both called heads, and I took tails because it never fails, and it didn't fail again. So I got that one right. So that's two. Total combined sacks, the over-under was 4.5. Everybody took the over, and we were all right there. The total was 5. Jimmy Garoppolo pass attempts. The over-under was 29. He actually attempted 31. We all took the under, so that hurt us. Garoppolo on the passing yards, 237.5 was the over-under. He actually threw for 219. We all took the under, so we were all right there. Pat Mahomes, over-under pass attempts, 36. He actually attempted 42. We all took the over, and we were right there. Pat Mahomes passing yards, 305.5. He actually threw for 286. We all took the over, so shame on us. We missed that one. Pat Mahomes passing touchdowns, 2.5. He actually only threw 2. We all took the over, so we were wrong there. Raheem Mostert, rushing yards, over under 73.5. He actually ran for 58. We all took the over, so we were all wrong there. Tyreek Hill, longest reception, 28.5 was the over-under. The long bomb was 44. So you guys, Tony and Bob, you guys took the over and were right. I actually went under, so I got that one wrong. On the flip side, George Kittle receiving yards, 73.5 was the over-under. He actually only had 36. You guys took the over, I took the under, so I got that one. And then we all picked Pat Mahomes to be MVP, which of course he was. And then again, we all took the Chiefs to win, and we were all right there. So overall, Tony and Bob, you guys, of the 12 things we picked, you guys were 5-7. And I actually ended up going 8-4. So I got a little better since I finished dead last in our weekly pick'em. I at least got a little bit of redemption in the Super Bowl at 8-4. So I at least get to hold my head a little high for a week and actually had a good one. So I'll take that. So Tone, before we let you go and we get to our next guest, Chris Zoritz, remind our listeners again all the things that you're doing to try to help the kids in and around your hometown help them go to college.
TonyGollinsFoundation.org, helping high school students, high school athletes going up to college, giving out scholarships. Go to the website, do whatever you can to help out. Thank you.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. We'll do it one more time next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Take it easy, Tony.
God bless, guys. Have a good one.
See you later, Tone.
That's a great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Chris Zoritz, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Chris on the other side of this real quick station break.
Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
And now joining us here on Thursday night, Tailgate, is former Bears linebacker Chris Zoritz. Let me give you some background on